Welcome to Telling the Truth. Today, special guest speaker Charles Price is here with his message, Peace on Earth, and shares powerful truth about how you can have peace regardless of external circumstances. That's next. As we get ready to close out another year of ministry at Telling the Truth, your partnership is more vital than ever to keep sharing Stuart and Jill's wit and wisdom in the year ahead and beyond. And when you give today, your support will be doubled by a $120,000 matching grant. We'll say thanks for your gift with a copy of The Best of 2023, featuring the Briscoes' most loved messages from this year. So call today to have your year-end gift matched and request your copy of The Best of 2023. 1-800-889-5388. That's 1-800-889-5388. Or you can give online at tellingthetruth.org. Now, here's Charles with today's teaching.
We were created by God for relationship with Him, for fellowship with Him, but that relationship has been broken. And because that relationship has been broken, you and I live in the dark as to who we really are and why we really exist. Every thinking person asks the question, who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? Are we just a lonely mass of atoms that come together through some fluke that give us something called life and self-consciousness? So we know we exist, but we don't know why we exist. And it's a temporary thing anyway. We're here today, and in a few years, we'll be gone. I was listening to a television program, or watching a television program, about the complexities of life. And it took both a telescopic view looking at the universe and a microscopic view looking at the intricacies of our own lives. And in the telescopic view of life and of the universe, they actually said, I quote this down there, as many known galaxies in the universe as individual stars you can see in the night sky. Well, actually, it's many more than you can see. You can only see, I think it's about 5,000 stars in the night sky, visible to the naked eye from Earth. But there are something like 100 billion galaxies that they know of. And of course, there are the extremities of space that we don't yet know anything about. You may have read that NASA has found Earth's twin planet, they call it, through the Kepler telescope, which is orbiting and is sending back amazing pictures of a certain part of the universe, or actually still the Milky Way. And I quote you from the newspaper. I said, a planet more like Earth than any other that has been yet discovered has been identified as a potential future home for mankind. So there you are, if you want to know where to go for your holiday. Kepler-22b, named after the telescope Kepler. Kepler-22b contains both land and water and an average temperature of 22 degrees centigrade. It's getting even more interesting, isn't it? It contains the right atmosphere to support life. Its year, its orbit around its sun lasts 290 days. That's about 10 months, is it? Something like that. So not too far off from ours. However, it is 600 light years from the Earth. Light travels 200,000 miles per second, remember? 7.5 times around the world every second. Using our present highest speeds of space travel, it would take us 22 million years to get there. So you won't be going for your summer vacation. And if anybody ever sets off, it'll be their great, 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 great grandkids who may arrive if they don't run out of food on the journey. So this is an impossible distance, but it makes you feel very small, doesn't it? The vastness of our universe. And then this program took a microscopic view and talked about the human body, that we ourselves are made up of trillions of drifting atoms, it described them as, that assemble to make you, you, and cooperate to keep you intact for a few decades. But then after a while, they begin to close you down and silently dissemble and go off to become other things. Many years after you cease to exist, they simply become something else. The remarkable thing is that none of these atoms are alive. None of these atoms think. None of these atoms feel. But when they come together, they make you, you. And there is, of course, this mystery that we call life that as yet, scientifically, cannot be reduced to any kind of formula or explanation. What the scripture tells us is this. As far as human beings was concerned, God breathed his spirit and we became living beings. But the story of the Bible is a story of creation, which was good. Then the fall, where human beings acted in independence of God and became separated from God, and all the corruption that flowed out of that. So there's creation, the fall, redemption, when God sent his son into the world in order to make it possible to restore human beings to a relationship with God, leading to a culmination when we are forever in the presence of God. That's the good side of that story. And this alienation from God is the biggest need of the human heart. That's why we cannot detach the birth of Jesus from the death of Jesus. Be very careful of just having a Christmas box over here and then forgetting about all. That's about a baby in a manger and all the rest of it, and wise men and shepherds and all the rest of that. And then you've got another story over here about a cross and a resurrection. But don't separate those two things, will you? Because the birth of Jesus Christ only makes sense when we understand the cross of Jesus Christ. You see, what these angels said was this: do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. And it was after that that they said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. He says, what's been born is a Savior. What the world needs, you see, is a Savior. What the world did not need was an advisor. If you simply see Jesus as a great teacher, giving us some great moral, ethical information, that won't help you. The world has enough advice, and we're still in the mess. The world did not need a philosopher to bring some new ideas and new understanding. We've exhausted our minds and still sit in the darkness of our own wisdom. The world didn't need a reformer to come and change society for us. We've tried that. We have revolutions and changes and fads that come and go all through history. The world didn't need an orator to come and motivate us and compel us. What the world needed is a Savior. What you need is not good advice. You actually need saving. Because our separation from God means not only do we not know who we are and why we're here, but it means that our lives will forever perish in separation from God. But the great news of Christmas, to you is born a Savior. It's good news of great joy, he says. And the result is peace on earth, because he came to reconcile men and women to God. And that's why the cross of Jesus Christ is the center of the Christian message. Because it's the cross of Jesus Christ where he addressed and satisfied the justice of God. We are under the justice of God and the judgment of God by nature. He who knew no sin, who had no sin of his own, because though he was God and man, he lived as a man, a perfect life, was able to offer himself as a substitute for you and for me. He who knew no sin, the Bible says, was made to be sin for us. All that I am was heaped upon him, so that all that he is in his beauty might be heaped upon me, and we might be declared righteous. In fact, the word used in that verse I read to you is the word justified, Romans 5 verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Where does this peace with God come from? By being justified. Justified is a legal term. It has to do with justice. It means that justice has been satisfied. It means that all that we by nature deserve has been addressed and satisfied in somebody else, in a substitute, Christ, our substitute, so that we might be declared clean and righteous.
Return to our guest speaker, Charles Price, in a moment. We've got some exciting news to share with you. Some generous friends who love God's word and want to see it shared with more people around the world have come forward with a $120,000 matching grant that will double your gift this month to keep Stuart and Jill's teaching going out through telling the truth. This generous match means whatever you give today will be worth twice as much to share timeless and unchanging truth with more people around the world in 2024 and beyond, helping them experience life in Christ. As thanks for your support this month, we'll send you a copy of The Best of 2023, which includes the most loved teachings this year. And remember, your year-end gift is worth double thanks to the $120,000 match to keep sharing the life-changing truth of God's love with people across the globe through the resources and teaching of telling the truth. So be sure to request your copy of The Best of 2023 when you give today. 1-800-889-5388. That's 1-800-889-5388. Or you can give online at tellingthetruth.org. For many, our smartphones have become our social connection. But we want to help you make a spiritual connection with the Tell Me the Truth mobile app. You can listen to daily programs, engage in Bible reading plans, journal, and share your thoughts and prayers on the community wall. Get the Tell Me the Truth app through your app store or log on to tellingthetruth.org/mobile app. Remember, you can also give to support Tell Me the Truth on our mobile app. Let's continue today's teaching.
Let me give you an illustration of justification. There was a man in England who took his Rolls Royce to the continent of Europe for a holiday. And while he was driving around Europe, he developed a problem with his engine in his Rolls Royce. Now, as you probably know, Rolls Royce is a very proud company. And he called Rolls-Royce at their headquarters back in Derby in England. And he said, I'm having trouble with my car. What do you suggest I do? Well, the Rolls-Royce people flew a mechanic over to Europe to fix it for him. And he fixed it and flew back to England. And the man went on his, continued with his holiday. But all the time, he was left wondering, what in the world is that going to cost me? I mean, flying a mechanic out and putting him up, and what's it going to cost? And when he got back to England, he wrote Rolls-Royce a letter asking how much he owed them. And he received a reply that said this, Dear Sir, there is no record anywhere in our files that anything ever went wrong with a Rolls-Royce. That's what it means to be justified. In your file, when we come to Christ and recognize our separation from God and that Christ on the cross paid for our sin and we confess and are forgiven, we're then brought into relationship with him and that peace with God, meaning there's no animosity between us and God, there's no conflict between you and God anymore, that peace is met. Why? Because we are justified. It means in the record books of heaven, there's no record anywhere in our files that anything ever went wrong with you. Clean. Because Christ, in his record book, everything went wrong. He was made sin, that we might be made the opposite, righteousness. Colossians 1 verse 20 in the New Testament says he made peace through his blood shed on the cross. That's the starting point of peace. Let me ask you, have you been reconciled to God? And do you know that you have been? Because the peace on earth begins when you and I as individuals recognize our need to be reconciled to God, and we acknowledge that Christ paid our debt, and we simply say thank you to him. We confess our need to him, and we're forgiven and indwelt by the Holy Spirit, because the reconciliation to God is not just that we're on speaking terms with him, but that his Spirit is restored into human experience, because it was the Spirit of God that was lost in the fall. And now the Spirit of God comes to make his dwelling place in our lives, in our bodies. But being at peace with God leads to experiencing the peace of God. And there are two things the New Testament says about this, just very quickly. In Colossians 3 and verse 15, it says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. So this peace of God is, he said, let it rule in your hearts. This peace comes from the security, not only knowing God, but being able to trust God. That no matter what is going on, that you can trust him. Yes, there's lots going on that's evil. We heard that song, he's got the whole world in his hands. And yes, there's lots that's gone in the world that's evil, but you can trust him that he's at work in your own situation. One commentator has written about this verse, the presence of the peace of Christ is the decisive proof that the heart is right with God. Because peace with God must lead to the peace of God by the fact that now we're being restored to a relationship with him. We can trust him no matter what is going on. And I know there are horrendous things going on. And some of us may not believe some of the things that are going on in this building, in the lives of people here. I've already talked to people this morning. One whose son has just committed suicide. One who has a disease that has no cure to it. One who is estranged from family they haven't seen for years, and every Christmas, the pain is intense. They were sitting here a couple of hours ago. And those are just ones that I talked to. There'll be much pain here. But at the same time, there is the possibility of coming and saying, Lord, I place this on your shoulders. Because Jesus invited us to come to him, take his yoke upon us. A yoke is what you do with a couple of oxen. You put it around the shoulders, and you can put a strong oxen with a weak oxen, and you adjust the yoke in such a way that the strong oxen doesn't pull and cause it to go around in circles, but the weight is so distributed that the strong oxen takes the bulk of it. He says, take my yoke upon you. That is, together in harmony with Jesus, he says, find rest for your souls. Doesn't mean these things don't matter, but he talks about the peace of God ruling in your hearts, in the inner world. And the second verse is in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, where he says, do not be anxious about anything. It sounds a little bit unrealistic, doesn't it? But in everything, that is the things that would make you anxious, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. That is, give it all to God. And listen to this. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The things that make you anxious, instead he says, give them to God. Genuinely give them to God. And you'll discover this. There's a peace of God which passes understanding, is not logical, is not rational, but it will guard your heart and guard your mind. Notice the two things those two verses say about the heart. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. That's the inner part of you, who you are. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. And then in Philippians 4, it says, the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind. It'll protect you. Peace is not the absence of trouble. You can have peace in the midst of trouble, like a bird in a nest in the tree with its eyes closed as a gale sweeps around it. It's at peace.
Charles Price on Telling the Truth with his message, Peace on Earth. He's back in a moment. If today's teaching is blessing you, then we have an exciting offer to tell you about. We've pulled together six of the most loved teachings from the Briscoes this year in a special resource called The Best of 2023 that we'd love to send you today as thanks for your gift to help close out 2023 strong. Revisit some of the most powerful messages you've heard this year and be reminded of God's amazing love for you all year long with this special collection. And thanks to a generous $120,000 matching grant, whatever you give today will be doubled to help send the timeless teaching of truth around the world, trusting God to change lives in the year ahead. It's partners like you who make it possible to share messages like this one today with people across the globe. So if you haven't given before, consider a gift today worth double thanks to the match to help God's word going out around the world to you and many others. And remember to request your copy of The Best of 2023 when you call and give. Just call 1-800-889-5388, 1-800-889-5388, or you can give online when you visit tellingthetruth.org. Once again, here's Charles Price, our special guest speaker.
You and I can know that kind of peace because the message at the birth of Jesus, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace amongst men on whom his favor dwells, is a consequence that today in the town of David, a Savior has been born and he's Christ the Lord. You can trust him. You can live in such relationship with him that you can be brought to peace with God and experience the peace of God guarding and protecting your hearts. Whatever's going on in this world around us, the swirling chaos that is going on around us in so many places, there can be in the middle of the storm peace with God and experience the peace of God. Now, many of you know that. You've experienced that. You do experience that. You could tell us stories of how that has been a very real thing in your life. But there are others of us here, and you've never known that. And you've never known this peace with God. And you don't know the peace of God protecting and guarding your heart, though you live in a world that is full of turmoil. And circumstances may be full of turmoil. But you can come into that relationship with God through Christ. You can acknowledge to him your need of him, acknowledging that you are separated from him and that Christ came to build the bridge between us and God. And through his death as our substitute, he's made it possible for us to be reconciled and declared justified, clean, no longer any record. Anything wrong. And with his spirit in our hearts, experiencing the peace of God day by day. In a moment, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray as though I was asking Christ to come into my life. And I'm going to do this so that some of you can pray this with me. There are no special words, but it may help you. And I'm going to ask you to pray with me these words and just acknowledge your need and your willingness to give your life to Christ so that he will give his life to you. And you begin to live in relationship with him. And in a moment when I pray, I'll pray sentence by sentence and you can just follow me quietly in your own mind. And then Christmas will really be Christmas. This is what it's actually about. Being reconciled to God. Let's pray. And if you sense that pulling of the Holy Spirit in your heart and your need to know him.
Thank you for that message, Charles. Before you go, we want to remind you of the $120,000 matching grant that will double your gift this month to send the timeless teaching of truth around the world through telling the truth. And when you give, we'll send you the Best of 2023 series with this year's most loved teachings. These encouraging messages will keep you reminded of God's love all next year. So please request your copy when you call 1-800-889-5388. 1-800-889-5388. Or you can give online when you visit tellingthetruth.org. Thanks for joining us today on Telling the Truth. Come back again next time for more biblical teaching to help you experience life in Christ. That's right here on Telling the Truth.